Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London taxi driver, anti-EU campaigner, back again with my view from the cab. Firstly, I'd like to apologise for my absence last week. The reason being that I have been retraining in the building trade and have this year started my own tiling business. The London cab trade has been going through some drastic changes over the last couple of years, and although it has survived for over 350 years, the eight-year tenure of Mayor Boris Johnson will now be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Indeed, since Transport for London took over the public carriage office from the Metropolitan Police to license the cab trade, things have been slowly on the downfall. Now, there's a bit of a myth going about that London's taxi drivers earn a fortune and are always on the golf course. Yep, I used to be a member of a golf club and would play on a Tuesday, which was my day off, and play on a Friday morning before having a shower and going off to work late into the night till the early hours of Saturday morning. I also used to work Sundays. With regards to earning a fortune, the fact is we only earn an average wage after taking out our £20,000 plus expenses for our 43 grand vehicles, maintenance, fuel, insurance, etc. The Uber phenomenon, along with TfL's incompetence and inability to help us, is now starting to drive the now into our coffin. It's not about us resisting technology. Radio circuits for London taxis have been operating for decades. There is a multitude of cab apps such as Halo available to us, and most drivers accept credit cards and have done for years. It's also not about us resisting competition. For when TfL took over our licensing, they brought in private hire licensing to improve the standards in the unregulated minicab industry, a move that we all welcomed. No, what it all amounts to now is that we have been stitched up by corporatism and political ineptitude. Beware, people, because this is what TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, looks like. The very thing the EU wants to implement. Uber was originally set up and funded by a few US giants, including Goldman Sachs and Google. It is a global operation that is killing licensed taxi trades around the world, operating outside of the law, pushing the boundaries of regulation, and defeating many authorities in the courts due to their ability to pay the huge legal costs in doing so. They want global domination, and the icing on the cake is London. They even employ people in executive positions who have close links to government and prominent politicians, hiring them mainly for their influence in driving their agenda. The whole thing stinks of corruption and is making it virtually impossible to defeat. Now, I'm a 40-something-year-old man with a wife and three young children, mortgage and so on, but after 18 years as a cab driver, I never envisaged I'd have to change career at this stage in my life. So the next time you hear about a taxi demo, listen to the reasons why. Once London loses the iconic London taxi, it will no longer be our London. Going into the building trade seems to be a good option, with the shortage of housing, along with the increasing demands placed upon it due to immigrants. Employed, incidentally, as cheap labour by companies like Uber, which is able to pool immigrant private hire drivers, most of whom have not had proper criminal record checks, yet are being licensed at a rate of over 600 a week, driving international corporate profits, yet denying the Exchequer much needed corporation tax in these times of austerity. For me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you can bet your life that all these refugees won't be housed in derelict shacks that many of our own people are expected to live in. With so many of our own people, servicemen included, living on the streets, I'm sure it has come as a kick in the teeth to them that now there is an influx of immigrants, houses are now being built. However, the way to jump the queue seems to be not being British and not having paid a penny into our economy or tax system. When are our politicians going to start looking after us? It seems they're more interested in global issues and agendas than national interests, hence their drive for an EU superstate. Dave's weak renegotiation, claimed as a victory, only goes to prove this. First step, then, out of the EU. Next step, kick them all out of Westminster. Right, I'm back next week, so until then, be safe and be lucky.